We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And joining us on that hotline is our good buddy from the Post-Gazette, Steelers insider Ray Fittipaldo. Good morning to you, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
I think we're good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, real good.
Callis is full-time now. How you feel about that, Ray?
Oh, that's awesome. Nicky didn't tell me. I was on hold with him for a couple minutes. He didn't spill the beans, so... Congrats, Nick.
I'm not one to brag, but thank you for your kind
We're bragging words. For you. We're very excited around here. Are we also excited about Denzel Mims being released? I mean, I'm not happy for the guy, but does this mean, Ray, is something upcoming here? I mean, you understand when they do these moves. Was it odd to release a player on June 18th?
A little bit odd because most of the time, if you're with the team, throughout OTAs and mini camp, they'll keep you at least for the early stages of training camp until somebody else becomes available. So, from that aspect, yeah, I think it's a little bit out of the ordinary. But does this necessarily mean that a Brandon Ayuk trade is coming in the next couple of days? I don't think so. I think for the Steelers, I think they're interested, but I think they're interested at their price. And I think what Omar Khan is going to do is he's going to wait until it gets really uncomfortable for John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. And if you've noticed, Ayuk is kind of starting to make it uncomfortable for the 49ers. So, I think, deadlines always spur these deals, right? It's as the season gets closer, I think the 49ers might have a little bit more urgency in moving him. But, yeah, I still think – listen, guys, it's been out there since March. We've known this has been a thing since March. And I think if it's going to happen, probably not going to happen in June. I think it'll happen probably closer to training camp or the start of the season.
Ray, the AFC North is going to be shown on Hard Knocks in December, in-season Hard Knocks. What's your take of Mike Tomlin, the Pittsburgh Steelers, being on Hard Knocks? I know that Tomlin probably wasn't a fan of Hard Knocks ever and probably tried to run away from ever being a part of that. I don't even think he could. I think he had to have a losing season or something. I forget the rule before, but they're going to be on Hard Knocks with the Cleveland Browns, the Ravens, and the Bengals. How do you think that that's going to go?
I guarantee you everyone in that building hates it. You're right. There are like all kinds of stipulations, right? They're like, you had to have like two losing seasons in a row and or two non-playoff seasons in a row. The Steelers never got to that point. So they are always, they didn't have to do it. But, it's like anything, guys. If the NFL is going to make money off this and the teams are going to benefit, the Steelers will hold their nose and they'll do it. So I'm sure there's a financial aspect to this. I'm sure it means more money in the pockets of the owners. That's the only reason the Steelers are doing this. Mike Tomlin, I don't know if he's been on record, but I just know from covering this team for as long as I have that it's been a very distasteful thing for them to consider. And now that it's here, I'm sure they're just going to hold their nose and do it because they're asked.
Yeah, I saw a video actually on Twitter yesterday, guys, where Tomlin was asked about Hard Knocks. And he said, would you do it if they asked you? And Mike Tomlin said, ask? And then all you guys, you laughed pretty heartily. So I think you're spot on. I don't think he wants to do this. I do, however, think he's going to wind up being like the star. You know, Mike Tomlin, people are going to be mad. He hasn't won a playoff game in 7 years. We know all the reason why Steelers fans don't like Mike T, but I think his personality is really going to come through on this thing if he lets it, and I think people will wind up liking him. The fan hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Ray, did any of the non-George Pickens receivers take a step forward in camp? Did any of them hold their head higher than the other guys?
Not really. I mean, it's football in shorts, and I really hesitate to draw a lot of conclusions from it. I think we'll get a better idea of, you know, what these guys can do in training camp. The one thing I did take away from it, and it's not so much play on the field, although Calvin Austin did have a nice spring, but when people were asked about who the leader was in that receivers room, people said Calvin Austin. And I just thought that was a interesting thing with, you know, George Pickens being the top guy in that room. Man, production-wise, Calvin Austin's a guy who was injured his rookie year, played sparingly in a second year, and here he's being viewed, you know, as a leader in that room. So I just thought that was interesting. Maybe he's taking a step forward. He is older. You know, he came into the league, I think, at 23, 24. So he is a mature guy. So maybe that's something to keep an eye on. I think he could be a good player. I don't know if he's number two, number three material, but I do think he could be a nice receiver, a depth guy for this offense here this season.
Ray, sticking with leadership, during OTAs and during minicamp, was it evident that Russell Wilson separated himself from the pack of being the leader of the team, the leader of the offense? Could you see his leadership qualities kind of bleed out throughout the practices last week?
Yeah, and I thought Justin Fields was fine too, but Russell is a vet and he's done this before. He's led really good teams in this league, and I think he's going to do the same for the Steelers. I've said this before, guys. Since he's gotten to town, he has done everything right. You know, now we'll see if that continues throughout training camp and the early portions of the season. But just the way he handles himself, the way he commands a huddle, the way he commands interviews when he does it. He's very purposeful in how he speaks. So, yeah, I think Russell, I don't know that he had to separate himself in that regard, but, yeah, I think he's the undisputed leader of this offense right now. And I think that's the way it should be. You know, it's fine to have veteran offensive linemen be leaders, but they're more quiet guys. You need that quarterback who's been there and done it before, and, you know, the Steelers finally have that guy after searching for a couple of years.
Ray Fittipaldo with us here on the Fan Morning Show, and the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. Just to go back to Brandon Ayuk for a second here. So you're saying the Steelers would be interested, but at their price. What do you think San Francisco could realistically hope to get for Brandon Ayuk, and where do you think the line in the sand would be for the Steelers here?
Yeah, I mean, throughout the process, going back to March, you heard they wanted a one and then maybe, maybe a third or something like that. I don't think the Steelers are going to pay that price. So, you know, for the Steelers, I don't know what San Francisco wants, but for the Steelers, do you do it for like a second in 2025? That's kind of what I'm thinking right now. And the other layer to this, guys, is if you acquire him, you got to pay him, and you got to figure that into your salary cap. And I wrote about this last week or a couple weeks ago. Justin Jefferson's contract really complicated things. And I'm not saying the Steelers should have made a deal back in at the draft, but the price just went up because of the Justin Jefferson contract. So that's another layer to this as well that, you know, you have to consider. So I don't know what the compensation would be from San Fran's perspective, but I do know the contract went up. He's not going to get Justin Jefferson money, but all receivers now are going to benefit from that contract.
Last thing here for you, Ray, real quick, before we let you go. When Alex Highsmith's contract was restructured, do you think it was because they had an eye on San Francisco, or was it just anything to be just open to anything, I guess?
Yeah, I would say a receiver. I don't know if it was specifically Ayuk, but I will tell you guys, I was told Ayuk was a possibility as far back as March. You know, I can't remember if it was before or after Deontay was traded, probably after Deontay. This has been a thing for a while, and I think you are right. They made that deal with Highsmith to clear up the space. They didn't pull the trigger. We'll see if it happens in a month or two.
Raymond, thank you very much for the time, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Ray.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.